But anyway, we are going to open up with one of my favorite hymns this evening, and that's hymn number 361, Under His Wings. And it's the last hymn in the hymn book, but my view of it is it's one of the most beautiful. So, Under His Wings, 361. I guess before we start, I will be asking for selections from the brethren, and if you would, please share with us why you appreciate the hymn that you've chosen. So, carry on. The sentiments of this hymn are taken loosely from Psalm number 91, and I'd like to share verses 1 through 7 with you. It says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High and will rest in the shadow of the Almighty, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you." How true, under His wings, who from His love can sever? We have protection of the most powerful being in the universe, and I think that often we don't even realize the protection that's afforded us. So, does anyone have a favorite hymn they would like to share?
168.
I have to agree 100% with Sister Darlene, because I was at the fellowship weekend, and that's our class, and we've sang it a number of times since. So hymn number 168, please. Incredibly beautiful hymn. All his ransomed home to bring. And we know that that's every member of the human race that has ever lived. And this is the one thing that we have been so privileged to come to an understanding of. Anyone else? 127? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I can't read. Wayworn Pilgrim. I apologize for that. Thank you. like our story. We're like the wayworn pilgrim traveling through this earthly life, but with such the promise of glory before us. Who would be next? Okay, we'll do our best. 339. Gladness will come to stay.
I know. Next time. Beautiful hymn. Does anyone else have a favorite that they like? Yes.
Number 358, How Great Thou Art. That was one of my dad's favorite songs. My dad loved it. And this is a song that the
whole. Thank you for sharing that with us. 358, How Great Thou Art.
My God, when I am in awesome wonder and Savior of the world, I can't stand me.
I knew him for quite a number of years, ever since I first came in contact with the brethren in the mid-70s. And he was a very dear brother, and he'll be greatly missed. Okay, who would be next? And I would like to ask you to wait till the microphone arrives. Apparently the brethren online are not able to hear the selections or the reasons for the selection. Debbie.
I'd like to ask a request for a 119. I need the every hour. I know I've missed a couple of last couple of conventions, so every minute and hour of this convention, I'm going to take in as much as I can. And thank you.
Thank you. We all need him every hour.
119.
Thank you.
Victor. That was very beautiful as well. Anyone have it? Yes.
Number 62, Wondrous Love. And we just really, really appreciate this one and actually have been greatly blessed by every hymn that was picked so far. I think I've got to get more Kleenexes too. And just thinking about how awful it was not knowing the Lord and how wonderful it is now that we do and the great sacrifice that He gave to us in the gift of His only begotten Son.
Thank you so much. Hymn number 62, Wondrous Love.
Thank you.
Brother Andy.
Brother Brian, hymn 95, and two reasons why we're requesting that one. First of all, it's one of my brother-in-law's, one of his favorite hymns. secondly, I think it echoes the sentiments of this convention here very well.
Thank you. Hymn number 95. Who else would have a Sister Carm, did you have one? Oh. Yeah, just wait for Lucas and doesn't mind to give us a little story.
Hi, I like hymn number 72, and it's a wonderful words for all of us. We just lean on them.
Hymn number 72. Hail to the brightness.
Of sorrow and woe. I would like 161A, and it's nearer, still nearer. And I would, you know, sometimes you just get so tangled in everything, and you sort of, for a minute, forget about the Lord. You think you could do something on your own, but we need the Lord every time. So that's why this is my favorite hymn.
Thank you. Nearer, still nearer. 161A. Was a very beautiful hymn as well. I think we might have time for one or two more. Brother George?
Thank you. Brother Brian, I'd like to hear us sing hymn 335. I can tell you this much, that the first time I remember hearing this hymn was quite a few years ago at a Detroit Pre-Memorial Convention. And I had the great privilege and opportunity to take part in the Bethel services in the morning as a very young brother and man. So I heard this hymn for the first time that I remembered from the perspective of being up front. And I do remember it sounded like the heavenly hosts were singing, the angels let loose on this song. And I just appreciated it ever since. And it has a lot of good meaning. So I'd like to see if we can compliment that song again.
Thank you, Brother George. Hymn number 335, and then we're going to have two more hymns after this. Sister Winnie and Sister Lynn. And then we will close our service for this evening. Sister Winnie?
I would like hymn 143A, And the reason I want it is because this is my prayer.
Thank you. 143A. More holiness, give me.
I would like number 356, Great is Thy Faithfulness. I enjoy it because it just seems to be the story of my life. Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is Thy Faithfulness. Another very beautiful hymn. 350.
Thank you.
fitting sentiments to close off our service for this evening. So I'd like to thank every one of you for your beautiful voices and your enthusiastic singing. And I'm sure that I know for certain that I have been blessed very much so far this weekend, and I'm sure that the same goes for each one of you. So I'll turn the meeting over to Brother Adam once again.
Thank you, Brother Brian, for leading the Vespers service. And we truly, as Brother Brian has expressed, rejoiced in the beautiful singing and beautiful instrument that we're adding to the beautiful singing. So we thank all of you for participating in this. And it's the last service. It's the end of the day. You're probably all retired. Tomorrow morning, I want to remind you, is someone not tired? Tomorrow morning, Brother Raphael Nemczyk will be your chairman. Breakfast at 8 p.m. here. At 8 to 9:45. Pardon? A.m. Do I say p.m.? So, that'd be but. So, all of you come that can and from 8 to 9:45 for breakfast. And we have on the program Brother Harry Wildblood will be giving the first discourse, and then followed by the second part of the symposium, Self-Control, Brother George Volko, and Patience, Self-Control, Patience, and Godliness, Brother Brian Jakubowski. And then there's more after that. So anyway, let's close with 8A. Look who came in. I think the music attracted him. Who do you count? Anybody want to take a moment? We have three verses. Remain seated, and then we'll rise for a closing prayer, and Brother Brian will dismiss us with prayer.
Thank you.
most kind and loving Heavenly Father, we humbly approach thy throne of grace once again this evening. Give you thanks for this wonderful opportunity today that we have been so blessed to gather together at this convention. With this time, dear Father, leave ourselves in thy care and keeping for the evening hours which are upon us. We ask that the fellowship that will be coming after this will be to thy glory, and we do pray that all of our thoughts, words, and actions will be pleasing in thy sight and according to thy holy will. We this time, dear Father, once again are mindful of our dear brethren, wherever they may be, that are isolated or going through times of testing and trial, going through different difficulties. We ask that you would grant strength and courage unto each one that they may be able to make their calling and election sure. We're so thankful, dear Father, once again, that you have allowed us to see the wonderful beauties of thy plan of ages, and that you have, in addition to that, allowed us each the opportunity to run for that glorious prize of the high calling. We're so thankful for your wisdom and your love, dear Father, and we pray that our actions, as feeble as they may be, will be pleasing in thy sight.